Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we move to health insurance and to the news that Irish people are hugely reluctant to change their insurance provider. More than 2/3 of us have never changed health insurance, even when there are substantial savings to be made. Dermot Good from Health Insurance Ireland joins us. Dermot, are you surprised to hear this?
Yeah, do you know what, Claire? We are actually surprised. I mean, I suppose there's two things I'd say about this. I think the figures are understated in that we've seen a huge increase in switching activity and people just looking for better value. And I would like to see more, I suppose, a more detailed analysis of the sample of 2000s, like, you know, what age brackets and what existing cover they have and so forth. But in saying that, you know, I think for every consumer, I mean, that's let's just say statistic shows that we're not doing enough as consumers to basically put the insurance companies under pressure to get us better deals. Mm-hmm. And I suppose what I find, concerning is that there's 350 plans out there. There are some amazing plans buried amidst all that detail, but there are still people, and it's referred to in the report, there are still people on the same plans for 20 years or more.
And I can tell. Extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, that you would stay, given what we know about the number of plans, and I suppose I know this from talking to you over the years, there's so many options out there. To stay on the same one for 20 years is an extraordinary thing.
Well, Claire, I can say right now to all of your listeners, if you're on the same plan for 5 years or more, then you absolutely need to get advice, because 99% of the time you're going to get a better deal. And I'd say most times you'll get that with the same insurance company, and you're potentially overpaying by thousands of euro. I mean, like, you know, Laya, for example, we'll take them. Their rates are going up on the 1st of April. And by the way, this report predates more changes which are coming in on the 1st of April. And some of those changes now are really concerning, because it's not just rate increases anymore, it's benefit changes. But people on the older plans, like the Advanced Care Extra Day-to-Day with VHI, or the Company Plan Executive, or some of these company care schemes with Layer, or the old, let's just say, Company Care Plus scheme, like, Claire, the savings for these people are potentially 1 to 2,000 euro per adult, and in some cases for pretty much like for like cover. So I would say to anybody right now who has, you know, parents or older relatives who they know they're on the same plan, or anybody who's on that same plan for 5 years, 10 years or more, like, it's a case of how much you could be saving. And I think one thing I would like the Health Insurance Authority to do more of, I mean, they have their comparison tool, but I think they need to do much more just to explain to people how safe it is to switch your cover, that you don't lose your waiting period, you don't have to pay age loadings, that they must take you on and all your existing conditions will be covered. Because I still get people saying to me, well, why do I have maternity and all these other benefits? And those things just create confusion. And when there's any confusion, a lot of older people just won't change their cover. But for me, when I see this report, I mean, it's an absolute call out to everybody who has health insurance. The days of rolling over, let me put it another way now, Claire, the days of auto-renewing or rolling over on the same plan are now gone completely, because you're going to have less cover and pay more for less cover.
Okay, well, we should explain to people that it was the Health Insurance Authority who carried out this research, 2,000 face-to-face interviews, which were done by Ipsos. And just if we look a little closer at why people weren't moving, this is what they said. Highly satisfied with the existing cover. That's the most commonly cited reason. then followed by a belief that potential savings would be limited. So they don't believe that they're going to make a saving, that it's not worth it, essentially. So we're getting comfortable with our plans and we feel secure in what we're paying for, and we're reluctant to change because we're a bit nervous, aren't we, about changing our health insurance, essentially.
No, we are. And it's a hugely emotive topic for people. And like that, we know people are worried that, like, even when they hear Dermagood talking about changing, you know, straight away, people are worried that there's going to be a loss of benefits or they won't be covered for existing conditions. And, you know, really just to reassure people on a couple of points on this, like, you know, 50 to 60% of people who switch will get a better deal with the same insurance company. And Claire, you've heard me say this, you know, numerous times. One phone call to your existing insurance company. You have nothing to lose by doing this. And just tell them, look, your plan is too expensive. My budget is X. And don't be afraid to tell them what your budget is. But the question is, do you have a similar plan with similar benefits that fits that budget? And then you just sit back and let them go through everything for you. And for people now who have existing conditions and they know there's more claims, you know, coming, more hospital treatment coming, you tell the insurance company exactly what's coming down the line and what hospitals you must be covered for. And they basically will go through that with you and they will confirm all of that to you. But you see, right now, and here's the catch for a lot of people, and that's why I think there's going to be a sea change now in switching activity from April onwards. On the 1st of April, Laya Healthcare are writing out to thousands of their members, telling them that they are no longer fully covered for the hip replacements and knees and shoulders. And they're also reducing that benefit on a range of plans. Those people now will have no option but to shop around to basically retain or keep that cover. And Claire, the problem is once one insurance company does that, then the others may follow suit. So that's why I'm just really concerned about people who are just rolling over, paying the extra 10, 20%, and they're incorrectly assuming they will have the exact same cover. So look, the key thing is, if you're concerned about this, one phone call to your existing insurer to see that they have something similar. And if you're, I suppose, frightened or put off by the jargon and you're just worried about the prospect of doing this, get somebody that you trust. I mean, there are loads of brokers who'll do it, but like a trusted family member or friend who's used to engaging with insurance companies, just have them with you on the call. Mm. I mean, lots of times, Claire, when I do reviews for older members, that, you know, their children are on the call with them because they basically know what their parents, they know what they need and they can explain stuff to them or whatever. And that's what people need to do. But anybody who's paying more than 2,500-3,000 euro now per adult, and the report clearly calls this out, they need to get advice. And one other thing, Claire, people think this is going to get better anytime soon. Like, it's not. The average premium now, which was about 1,400 euro a couple of years ago, it's now, I think, currently 1,900 euro. I guarantee you by year end, that average premium figure will exceed 2,000 euro. So these rates are only going one way. So really the message to everybody is you need to pick up the phone and you need to engage with your insurer. But and for a lot of people, they'll be shocked by the findings.
But it's great news for the insurance companies. I mean, if they're looking at their customer base and they see 82% of us don't shop around even when we're renewing our health insurance and 70% are not willing to change, like, what sort of pressure? It doesn't put any pressure on those who are offering this service to bring the prices down.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I look at some of the older plans that are on the market, and like Claire, I just find it incredible that some people are still on those plans. Now, you know, and I would even be arguing with the insurance companies that you should nearly be cancelling those plans and withdrawing them from the market. That's how bad or how poor value some of those plans are. But at the same time, there are consumers out there who will refuse to move from those plans. And once again, I just think people need to keep that figure, you know, in mind, 2,500-3,000 euro. If you're spending more than that figure per adult, there has to be a very clear reason. And for a lot of people, and unfortunately, this research, you know, supports this, for a lot of people, it's the inertia factor, it's the fear factor. And yes, they can afford it. But you know what, like Claire, if you can save 2,000 or 3,000 euro and still have pretty much the same cover in place, like, that's a proposition you can't ignore. Mm-hmm. So I just think right now, you know, really what this research, it's a call out to everybody. I have to say, I think it's understated. I think the level of inquiries and switching, and that's why I would like to see much more on the sample. But look, whether it's 5% either way, we still as consumers, if that research stacks up, we still as consumers are absolutely not doing enough to shop around more proactively and to put the insurance companies under pressure.
All that means is we're missing out on savings. Interviews, Dermot, it is a good sample. You know, it is a quality survey, if you like. That is a decent sample, particularly when it's face-to-face interviews. There is one warning bell, though, here for the industry. 46% of people with health insurance believe that recent premium increases are not justified. And when you compare that to the same question asked in the past, it marks the highest level of dissatisfaction with health insurance cost in 10 years. Not surprising, because we have seen the increases, but there is that, and I've spoken to you about this before, you know, the prospect of a tipping point where it just becomes too expensive and people say, I'm not paying for private health insurance anymore, I'm out.
No, absolutely. And I think there was also in the research, it did refer to that there's been, you know, the main reason for cancelling is affordability. And we're going to see that increase now as more of these rate hikes come through. I mean, once again, we're not surprised with that statistic. And I think the insurance companies, there's a huge responsibility on the insurance companies now to start giving more detailed explanations to consumers as to why they're increasing the rates. Unfortunately, Claire, when we see the press releases when they come out, it's the same sound bites every single time, escalating claims, you know, the aging population and so on. But there's no further detail behind that. I mean, for example, Irish Life went up 5% average on the 1st of January, but they're going up by another 5.9% on the 1st of April. So within 3 months, they've had two substantial price increases. And our simple question is, well, what has changed in those 3 months that requires another 5.9% increase or whatever? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we don't get that information. But, you know, I'd, from a consumer point of view, and I'm a consumer like everybody else, I see the rates going up, but I see the benefits contracting. And that is not a good proposition for anybody. Go back 5-10 years, the insurance companies would do one or the other. So they might have a little, you know, minimal increase, but a reduction in benefits. Now, Claire, they're doing both. And that's not good for consumers, because it just means we're going to pay more for less cover. But the tipping point, and I believe if we're not here already, and we won't know until we see the market data in 3 months' time, but I know what's going to happen. The young, healthy people are just going to be priced out of this market. And they will start leaving. That's exactly what happened in between 2010 and 2014. And if those younger members start leaving, they create a buffer for everybody else, because they don't claim. And that kind of, it's a stability mechanism which we need to protect community rating. So all these trends of increasing costs and reducing benefits, and the research supports this, it's not good for the market long term. And look, hopefully we won't see that. But I think there's a very real risk now the market will start to contract. And that just means more increases for everybody else. But look, hopefully that won't happen. At the market for the moment has been increasing ever so slightly. But I don't think we're too far away from that now, Claire, especially the way the rates continue to rise.
Dermot Good of Health Insurance Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.